Our next contestant is on the line. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hey, this is Aaron White from Minneapolis.
Aaron, a lot of stuff happens in Minneapolis. I don't know.
A lot does.
Yeah, one of our contestants on the show spent his honeymoon there. What do you think of that? Is Minneapolis a sexy place?
Well, I mean, depending on what time of year he was here, there could have been a lot of time to stay in the hotel room.
Aaron, what is something you remind yourself of when you need to stay positive, you know, when you need to look on the bright side?
You know, I had a choir director once who always said, in every situation, be cheerful or be flexible, and as often as possible, be both. I'm not always 100% at applying it, but it's been pretty good so far.
All right, well, I'm glad that you have a positive attitude. I can hear it. You're Minnesota nice. I like it. This next round is called Be Positive. In this game, we'll quiz you about words that exist in a negative form without a common positive partner, like the word inscrutable. There is no such word as scrutable, right? So I'll give you the positive form of a word, and you'll slap on the correct prefix and supply the original negative word. I know this is going against your grain, Aaron, but we're going to ask you to get negative, okay?
Well, I don't think I can do it.
Just be flexible, Aaron.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there, Aaron.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's good.
So, Aaron, if I said effable, you'd say ineffable. And if you get enough right, you will win a very limited edition made in China Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Are you ready?
Perfect.
All right, Aaron, here we go. Cessant.
Incessant.
Yes. Plussed.
Nonplussed?
Mm-hmm. Promptu.
Impromptu.
Crushing it. Gusting.
Oh, disgusting.
Yep. Sheveled.
Disheveled?
Delible.
Indelible.
Very good. Givings.
Givings?
Yep.
Oh,
givings.
Misgivings?
Yes. Nice.
All I was
Aaron.
Thinking was Thanksgivings.
You know?
That's also a negative
sort
word. Depending on your family.
Ain.
Inane?
Oh, wow. Yes. Combobulated.
Discombobulated.
Aaron, excellent. This is your last one. Chalant.
Nonchalant.
Congratulations, Aaron! You win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you. How you doing? Coming up, we'll talk to our very important puzzler, Taryn Killam, about the art of the celebrity impression. Stay tuned, I'm Faith Saley, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.